Installment of It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on ThatNewToySmell.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
Lord Killen.
Flava Dave.
And we have a new fourth member of the It Figures podcast. Intern Rick has joined us on the air.
What up?
Welcome, Intern Rick. Woo!
You have been thus promoted to Killen's Circle Order 1.
Yeah, we're still going to call you Intern Rick because I like that name.
It's going to stick.
Yep. So, Intern Rick is now on the show. We thought we'd give him a shot and see if he knows how to talk about toys or at least keep Killen entertained. One of the two will keep him on the show.
Keep me busy.
So, distracted.
we'll see what happens here. But welcome, Rick. How was everybody's Christmas holiday?
I don't recall.
You don't recall? Of course you don't. You don't ever remember anything.
It was early. Ish. And
what?
And I got stuff, so it was alright.
Well, that sounds like most people's.
Or most days of mine.
So, well, yeah, I guess that's true too. But you don't have to buy any of that stuff that you got that day.
No, this year I didn't have to buy my own presents. There was loved ones. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Christmas.
Christmas happened. Cool.
Santa Claus came.
Alright, Rick, you're the new guy. How was your holiday?
It was semi chaotic, but it ended up pretty good. I got lots of Masters for Christmas. It was my first Masters Christmas in a long
time.
Cool. So it was pretty sweet.
Reliving
alas, no
moment.
Battle Cat, but
lots of Masters. No Battle Cats.
Boo. Dave, how was your holiday?
Christmas was pretty quiet. Not much happened, but the day before was fun. Like, everybody was calling me. You know, this is like the Christmas Eve. My girlfriend was at an antique fair, and she kept sending me pictures of, like, do you have this? I'd be like, yes. Like, do you have this? I'm like, yes. She's got another one. Do you have this? Like, oh, the Star Wars cup toppers from episode 1. I've got a tote full of them somewhere.
I do too.
So I was like, sweetie, just don't try to get it. It's great that I have someone that wants to buy me toys, but at this point in my life, I have them all.
Yeah.
It's like one of those gift of the magi kind of things.
We all found out how hard it is to buy for Flava Dave.
It's easy. You just trick him into telling you what he doesn't have.
Worked great for you. For me, I was like, I know something Dave doesn't have and he wants. I'm going to buy it for him. That was a mistake.
Yeah, and everyone else did too.
If he wants it, he's going to buy it for himself.
Well, and if it's like not $100 toys, yeah.
And Sweet Alec's going to buy it for him too.
Just for good measure.
Just to add that extra good measure on there for us. Well, we'll get more into some of the specific things we actually got for Christmas a little later. But first, let's go over some of the more recent toy news. And I know some of these on here are very much going to excite Dave.
Yay!
So you'll be a good one to talk about these. So, first one, from Sideshow Toys, it appears that we are going to be getting a 12-inch G.I. Joe Cobra Viper figure.
Oh, cool. The way this came about was they teased an image of the upcoming Hawk and Falcon figure. And then people realized that if you kind of pull back on the image, it's actually a reflection in the mirrored faceplate, because you can see that just around the edge is the blue of a Cobra Viper helmet. And so people are like, they're going to do a Cobra Viper!
Now, do you think they're actually going to do it, or was this their
clever
way of...
Well, they have to now.
Oh, okay.
They have to now.
Because now they're seeing all the reaction to
it. Oh, I'll go after them.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, no, I don't know why they wouldn't do a Cobra Viper. I mean, it's a popular character, and...
Who cares? Yeah.
What?
Well, apparently Killen doesn't care.
Popular among people who matter.
Oh, Killen, you like the G.I. Joes.
I love the Joes. I just don't love that scale of Joes.
You don't like the 12-inch ones?
Yeah, I don't like the price.
They're too big.
They're expensive.
Yeah, and that's going to hurt. I mean, I almost wish that your teasing comes true and they don't make a Viper, because that would be much, much easier for me.
Because the Viper is going to be one of the ones that you actually spring for.
I actually spring for, yeah.
Or they just release it as a normal size Joe, like we love.
Will you get
more than one? Hands. No. No.
So you can build an army of 12-inch G.I. Joe Vipers?
Yeah, I got a car I can sell. I got kidneys.
That's true. You do have some.
Because, I mean, like, that whole list is going to be ugly. Like we're getting to the next topic, and it's like...
I was going to say, speaking of expensive 12-inch toys, they're going to put Dave...
this is going to be a bad year for me.
Hot Toys has acquired the rights for both Michael Keaton and Jack Nicklaus to do...
Nicholson.
Wow. Not the golfer. Not the golf player.
Oh, my God. Not the golfer, too. That's three of them I got to buy now.
So Jack
Nicklaus. Killing me.
From the PGA Tour 92 Sega Genesis version.
Yeah, from the old NES game. That's what they got the rights to. No, yes. So they're doing the Keaton Batman and the Nicholson Joker from the 89 movie.
Oh, holy crap. It hurts.
Amazing.
Yeah, those are going to be amazing looking.
Want.
And
so much.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
You don't think so?
Okay.
Which was a classic.
Yeah, I know. You don't collect those, but you can't deny that those are going to look awesome.
It's weird that it takes this long to get that kind of thing, but...
Well, it's because they've been doing the new ones instead.
Yeah, like they did the Bale Batman and the Ledger Joker, and both of those looked awesome, but these are way going to top those.
Oh, they're going to be so cool.
These are going to top those easily. But, yeah, I'm going to spring for. I'm not going to really have to worry about the Hot Toy stuff until they start releasing Star Wars things, and then I'm going to get a little
They're doing Star Wars, aren't they?
Yeah, we talked about that last week a little bit. Well, that's the rumor, at least. I don't think it's confirmed.
You would buy a Hot Toys Star Wars
It really depends on the character.
Like, who's the guy? Who's the guy you
Boba
have
Boba Fett? Could you imagine a Hot Toys Boba Fett?
That would be
sick. Oh, my God. Or I would probably do an Aayla Secura.
I was about to say Aayla Secura.
Yeah, probably an Aayla Secura.
You would drop, like, $250.
I would be really hard to, but I would really want to.
Yeah, but see, that's my problem with this list, is it's all the, like, if I had a list of about 10 figures I would buy, three of them we've just talked about. So it's like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, so that's what they're doing. They're using
I know. Apparently they got my secret. I haven't seen the Baroness or Bossk yet. So
they're the next ones they're going to announce.
I know, they're totally.
They're like, we got the rights to Star Wars, and the first character we're doing is Bossk.
Ha-ha, Flavor Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end of the press release.
$300, ha-ha.
Yeah, he's going to be the most expensive one yet.
We got one sold.
$450.
And we made 50 of them, so he'll sell out kind of fast.
Amazing. All right, Jazzwares continues on with more video game news. So for any fans out there of Sonic, Jazzwares is doing 3¾-inch scale figures from Sonic Free Riders, which is that video game where they're on, like, the snowboards and the whatever they are. Cool-looking toys, probably not something I'm going to get, because I've never played the Free Riders game. Has anybody...
I've not played the Free Riders game, but the figures look awesome.
Yeah,
They're beautiful.
They've been doing awesome with the Sonic stuff lately. So every time I see the new Sonic figures look as cool as they do, it just gets me even more excited for the possibility of their Mega Man line that's coming out. So,
do you have any of the Sonic figures?
I don't have any of the 3¾-inch ones. I want to get them. But it's kind of one of those things where every time I go into the store and I pick them up, I can't pull the trigger on buying them.
Because if you start, you're going to have to...
Exactly. If I start, I'm going to have to buy all of them.
That's a fortune.
Because they're really cool looking. I've got some of the 6-inch scale ones they did, but they're not near as cool as the new ones that they're doing.
Meh.
All right, guess what? We got Mattel news. You have no idea, right?
Weird.
No idea.
Shocked.
Oh, no.
Songster?
Yeah, Songster is on the way.
All right, good.
We're gonna make sure of it. That's our goal.
I just want to watch the internet burn.
When they announce it. I will do a happy dance.
People go, I know you will, and I know a couple of our people will, but I think the rest of them will freak out.
Because we will know that it's our fault that it got made. That's the whole point.
Dan's fault.
Nope, Dave, you're in on this too. You're under the umbrella, Dave.
I'm under the umbrella?
Sorry. You're not allowed to be a member of the Pop Culture Network unless you're pro Songster.
I'm pro Songster. I'm just not responsible for it when it happens.
Hey, I'm all about it. I'm all about it as long as he has the 80s perm.
Yeah, well,
he's got to have the 80s
Why
perm.
Why wouldn't he?
In the cape.
All I know is I...
Accessory of Activator.
Yes. Hey, I want somebody to, draw me an epic poster like artwork that I can put on a poster. That's just like Songster and Mosquito both like rocking out on guitars together. Like, yeah, they're awesome.
In the new Eternian band.
Right? That's right. That's right. But, yeah, Wild Stallions. Woo!
Would that be Wild Staltors?
Yeah. It would be Wild Night Stalkers.
Stinkor is just beating down on the drums.
Yeah, Stinkor. Yeah, why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't Stinkor be the drummer? Oh my god, I want it. Hey, somebody listening to this is an artist, so I expect that now. That's my... I can see it in my head and how epic it is.
And Manny Faces is just singing. Like, he's swishing his face and singing different
Snout
lyrics.
But Manny Faces Snout is cool.
Snout Spout's got to be in the band. He's the tambourine player.
Yes.
Snout Spout plays the tambourine for sure. With his nose.
Yeah, he holds it in his snout, smacks it with his head.
And Ram Man plays the accordion just for fun. Just for fun.
Ram Man could be the accordion.
Our band is epic.
He's like. Yeah, right, so that's good.
So anyway, yeah.
Paint that picture.
Oh boy. So right before the holiday, Mattel dropped a bunch of news on everybody. Mostly it was just a bunch of new images that they hadn't released yet. The first one that they put out was new images of Panthor, both in-box and out-of-box. I'll let you guys go first. What are your impressions on Panthor?
I'm not going to lie. After seeing pictures, I am starting to feel the helmet.
You like the helmet?
I was really opposed at first and then kind of grew mixed, but the more I see the pictures, the more I think it's awesome. It really balances them out.
As far as the helmet goes, I think it's cool that they're including it. I don't think I like the way it looks on his head, so I'm probably not going to display him with it. My biggest beef is that he's still not flocked.
Yes.
And this is the image of the actual like production figure, which is different than the one they released before, which was like the Four Horsemen's actual like artist proof.
Right.
The paint job on this new one is not near as good as the artist
dry brushing is nowhere near as cool.
I knew that was going to happen. And so now that I'm seeing the final product, I'm even more disappointed that he's not flocked because I just think he looks too plain.
Keep him in the box. He looks good in the box.
Yeah, he looks good in the box. They also, they painted eyes on him now. So he's got like the black cat pupils, and I liked it way better when he was just like the solid yellow eyes of the first pictures they showed. So
great, now he's gonna be cross-eyed.
I was pretty disappointed with the new images, honestly. A lot of people were real happy with them, so I'm happy for those people. I don't know, it's gonna be one of those figures. I'm gonna have to wait till I get him in my hand to pass final judgment, but I am not happy with how he's looking so far. So.
Dang.
Maybe that's just me.
Man.
Throwing that out there.
Harsh.
Hardcore pixel from
Dave.
Harsh.
And I said, man, like,
oh,
wow,
man.
Harsh.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry, guys. It's just...
A Skeletor's kitty cat.
That's right. It is, I know, and I like that, but I think the flocking...
I like that.
I like that Skeletor's got a big purple cat. I think that's cool. I hate that he's not flocked, and I think that just totally kills it for me. I don't know. I'm that guy. Sorry. I'm that guy.
Wow. Harsh.
Well, do you like him?
I love him.
Oh, okay.
That's go good. Team Skeletor.
No, we're Team Songster now.
What?
Team Songster.
What, really?
We had to change teams. Just you know, just for a while.
No one informed me.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm kind of
embarrassed.
Wasn't
this supposed to be a given, like, as soon as the push for Songster started?
We can still be Team Skeletor, too.
Oh my god, you guys are moonlighting?
We're Team Skeletor in our hearts.
In our hearts.
But, you know, right now we got to push for Songster, so we're Team Songster.
So you're closet Team Skeletor.
Oh, so we're just Team Flavor of the Week, huh?
That's right. Post show. Team Flavor of the Week. So we got to start pushing for any random guy every week. We'll just change it. We'll really confuse the internets.
Okay. We want Bandages. Who's Bandages? He's the mummy.
Bandage is the mummy.
He's the new guy we want made.
Yep, we invented this guy. Make him.
Yep, he was on the...
You've got the rights to him.
He was on the box of He-Man cereal back in 1984.
Just make stuff up and give him the rights.
Yeah, that's right. Mattel, you've got the rights. You know why? We give Mattel the rights to Bandages. There you go.
We just handed that right over.
Make it.
No contest. We want free figures, though.
Amazing. So they also released new images of King Hiss, this time in his card. And I am very excited for this figure. Because I am so happy that they went back to the classic look.
Yes.
Instead of the kind of Egyptian-y look he had in 2000X. He just looks so much cooler in his old style look. So I'm very excited for this figure. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but
I thought his bio was interesting. It kind of was it me or were they kind of teasing the Eternia playset? Because they talk about like how at one point there were three towers built.
Mm-hmm. This is the second or third time they've actually brought up the towers, because I think in one of the bios they talked about how the towers were built as like a truce between like the Horde
it's in the King Hiss one too.
Yeah, so I don't know.
It was like King Hiss built one, which assumedly Snake Mountain. Grayskull built one, which Castle Grayskull.
Uh-huh.
And then Hordak built one.
Yeah.
So that would be the cat tower.
I just want to know what caused all three of these parties to have some kind of a truce. That's interesting.
Songster.
Or even better,
Songster.
He sang a song.
What caused it to fall apart?
Yeah.
And did that take place?
Songster died.
Oh,
that would have obviously had to take place before King Grayskull died. So
Bandages killed him.
Bandages killed him.
Bandages. That dirtbag.
He's a villain.
I don't like Bandages now. He killed Songster.
He's a villain, man. He's a villain. What do you want?
So now our forum's going to be like half Team Songster and half Team Bandages.
Hey, we create the best stuff.
Bandages killed Songster.
No. Fact. The internet's going to be real confused.
There's no mythology.
We got to write bios for Songster and Bandages now.
Well, that's during the period no one knows about. Like, why was there a truce? Then why was there a war? That's why.
Songster
plays an epic song and brought people, I brought rock and roll to you. You know, that kind of epic peace-giving music. And then Bandages came around like a big DH and stabbed him right in his face.
Oh, no!
Because he was jealous of the jerk.
So then Songster did that, like, he brought that Coca-Cola song to everybody, like, I want to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. And Hordak, King Hiss, and Grayskull all start holding hands, and they're like, yeah, Songster!
And Bandage is like, stab, 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 I like Pepsi.
Yes, we can totally write
that. That's loosely how it went.
Loosely.
That's allegedly how that happened.
Allegedly how that whole thing went down.
Now, is that when Bandages chucked a can full of Pepsi across the way and just smacked Songster right up against the temple and killed him instantly?
Instant death.
And everybody's like, oh my god!
Songster's dead, we must fight!
Eternian Troubadour is dead!
And then, like, Horag's like, oh, Skeletor did it. Skeletor's like, the He-Man did it. And then everybody was like, it's time to get bowdy about it. And that's the start of the Royal Rumble of Eternia.
The Royal Rumble of Eternia. Amazing.
And then Hordak realized he was over his head and was like, shit, I gotta split this place and fled to Etheria. But not before taking one.
Good. So, on that note, did you guys see the new DC Universe Wave 17 was revealed?
Yep.
Wait, is this the...
This is the Green Lantern.
Lanterns.
This is like the all-Lantern Wave of DC Universe. Who else in this? It's like...
It's from the end of Blackest Night when the Earth... characters on Earth become the various core members. So there's Wonder Woman as Violet Lantern, or Purple Lantern. Lex Luthor as an Orange Lantern. Sinestro as a Scarecrow as a Sinestro Core Lantern.
Yeah.
There's a White Lantern Hal and a Black Lantern Hal.
Right. Was it?
Adam as the Indigo Lantern. And I think Flash as Blue Lantern.
And
the Build-A-Figure is Annie Monitor.
Yeah, Annie Monitor. Yeah.
You know what? I was thinking, what can they do at this far into the waves, like, to keep it going? But they're getting really smart these last couple waves.
Well, we were, like, Dave and I were just discussing yesterday, like, how they just launched a Green Lantern Classics line, and now the Wave 17 of DC Universe Classics is all Lantern characters. So it's like, what?
And the Lantern movie's coming. Yeah, they're all Lantern. It's Lantern Happy World time.
Yeah, I mean, it's because the Lantern movie's coming out.
Yeah, and then you were even saying that, they said that they weren't going to do
a third wave. There was a Q&A about the Green Lantern Classics, and they said they weren't doing a third wave. So that kind of made me wonder if this was
going to be the third wave, planned wave three. And since that line isn't going to go forward, they just stuck it into DC Classics. Yeah. It's very possible that could have happened.
Well, a lot of those are just like repaints and reissues anyway. Like, right. Not reissues, but repaints. Like, Luthor is pretty clearly just like a clear orange plastic version of the Lutheran armor.
Right.
And his head's not even right, because he's got this crazed expression when he's actually Orange Lantern. And, you know, so I think it's kind of just a cheap, easy way for them to cash in on the whole Green Lantern craziness. And Blackest Night was the big comic event last year.
Right.
So
yeah, well, those Lantern fans are in heaven right now with all the figures they're getting.
I know, and everyone
sure.
else is like, ugh, Green Lantern, yeah. I don't like it.
Like, I've not really read any of those stories, and I'm not real big on the Lantern characters, but I know there's a lot of people that are probably very happy with all this stuff. So yeah
and the thing is, if you're not happy right now, and, you know, you'd prefer it to be Batman's, wait. Because we got a movie coming up next year, so, or 2012.
Well, 2012 is the new Batman movie. It would not surprise me if we get a Batman Classics line that year, and they do the same thing.
It would be madness for them not to.
Oh, and that will be exciting.
Yes.
One of the things that I think sucks about this wave is that we're finally getting a Scarecrow figure, but it's a Lantern Scarecrow, and I want a regular Scarecrow to put with my Batman figures.
So. Well, they have one.
They had one in the Superheroes line, right?
I can't wait for the Mad Max wave.
The Mad Max wave.
That'll be epic.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my favorite. Of all the toys, Lantern waves. Figures.
Yeah. Of all the Lantern waves, that's your favorite?
Yes.
Okay.
Mad Max.
The Mad Max Lantern wave. Sweet. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about holiday toys and stuff.
Like Christmas toys?
Yeah, that like Christmas toys.
Let's do it.
No, we're talking Labor Day toys.
Yeah, Labor Day.
I love those.
What it is, friends. Sween Hollick here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
Trapjaw, Battlecat, and He-Man each sold separately, string not included.
That hook won't stop He-Man. In Trapjaw, we use his vicious claws.
Still no contest.
In Trapjaw, we use his wicked laser.
Even a one-armed army can't stop He-Man and Battlecat.
You win this time, He-Man.
Trapjaw figure from the Masters of the Universe collection. He-Man and Battlecat figures each sold separately. From Mattel.
Hi guys, this is Chris Vent here, one half of D-Generation X. Oh, no, wait, sorry. Operation Retro Shock with Alan Price. Well, I'm always telling Alan Price to... No, never mind. One half of Operation Retro Shock. Twice a month, you'll find an episode exclusively on PopCultureNetwork.com. We cover all things retro. We've covered the likes of things such as Thundercats. Heck, we've even interviewed Larry Kenny, who was the voice of Lion-O. The likes of Monday Night Wars. Somebody was involved in that. Oh yeah, Chris Jericho. We've interviewed him as well. And some other things as well, like Back to the Future. We've got Batman. We haven't got Master of the Universe yet. Working on it. But some other stuff as well, like Sega specials and Nintendo specials. So why not head over to PopCultureNetwork.com, click on the Operation Metal Shock button, or why not even go to the forums and have your say on what you would like to see discussed. We're always open for ideas. And why not live in the past? It's better than living in the now, isn't it? They always say they don't make them like they used to, apart from this show, of course, and the one you're listening to. Enjoy.
It's ninja time!
1, 2, 3 against triple strike. The turtles got the power to fight. When evil's on the left and evil's on the right, squeeze, grab your weapons and fight.
Fast forward triple strike turtles with 1, 2, 3 rapid fire weapons, katanas, bows, sides, nunchucks, fire and show Kanabo in the targets.
1, 2, 3 against triple strike. The turtles got the power to fight.
Yeah!
New Fast Forward Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Triple Strike Turtles with 3 rapid fire weapons and 3 targets, each sold separately.
You're listening to a podcast on PopCultureNetwork.com. Be sure to head on over to the site at www.PopCultureNetwork.com to check out more podcasts and videos featuring toys, comic books, video games, and all the things you love. And while you're there, be sure to check out the Pop Culture Network store, where everything you purchase helps to keep us producing. Just head over to PopCultureNetwork.com and click on Store.
All right, guys, welcome back from the break. So, going back to the discussion we were having at the very beginning of the show, we all got stuff for Christmas, as Killen pointed out. He got stuff. People gave him things.
Yeah.
Things.
Woo!
And stuff.
Okay, way to go, intern Rick. Your phone's off. Now you're that guy.
You cursed and your phone rang. That's like a twofer.
Now you're that guy.
Curse? Earlier, yeah.
Oof.
You can't. Yeah.
That's my
bad. I have to edit you. Way to go.
So I get a bleep.
Yes, you do.
Did anybody get anything cool and unique for Christmas that you want to talk about?
I got standardized items that you will find at your local stores. So, no, nothing special.
Nothing special. Okay.
I didn't get any toys related, just a bunch of movies and Blu-rays and stuff like that, and gift cards galore, so I look forward to spending them quite
soon. Gift cards are always awesome to get.
Yeah, I mostly got gift cards.
Go on shopping sprees with us. I didn't get near as many gift cards this year as I usually do, but I got a few, so I'm happy with them. A Best Buy, and I got a Visa card, and the Visa cards are awesome because you can go anywhere.
Yeah,
I'm all about the Visa gift cards for sure.
Well, Rick, you said you got a Masters Christmas.
I did. I got 3 out of the 4 DC Masters 2-packs. I was super stoked.
Lucky.
I got He-Man and Superman, Skeletor and Lex Luthor, and Hawkman and Stratos.
Sweet!
Super, super stoked on Hawkman and Stratos. Minus the fact that I don't think my Stratos' arms go down all the way. Like, they just really sit.
That's like, weird. Do you need to twist the ball joints around?
I tried, but I don't think it's going to help.
That's weird.
Like, if you look at the way the molding is on the inside cuff, mm-hmm. it looks kind of off. Like, it's not perfectly smooth and stuff, so I wonder if there's some kind of friction in there.
Yeah.
However, Hawkman, oh my gosh. Beautiful figure. Totally, like, set a whole new standard for me whenever it comes to the DC Universe figures, for sure.
Sweet.
Just really makes me want to hardcore start collecting that stuff.
Oh, man.
Oh, good luck with that.
Yeah, yeah, you're way too late for that.
Yeah, a little late for that.
You're going to be dropping some dollars.
I know. Some of those DC figures are amazing. I don't have Hawkman, because I don't have that 2-pack yet. I don't have that one or the Merman Aquaman set yet. I need to get those.
Yes,
yeah, those. Yes, James already got one.
That was kind of hard to find.
That's what I want.
Yeah, well.
Aquaman, did you find Merman. It here locally?
Yes.
Gosh. Dave finds everything.
Well, chill up.
Well, Dave gets it all.
No.
Did you get any other Master stuff, or was that?
I think that was it. I got a couple Gremlins poker players, so I could open one and have a carded. And I gifted myself a new iPod Touch. And
that was, way to go!
That was.
And you got a couple attorneys, but you just threw those away.
Yeah,
couple attorneys.
Because no one cares about those.
Why do we want this?
Oh, and my very gorgeous loose Catra given to me by the wonderful Pixel Dan.
That was me. I gave it.
Aw, that's nice.
Who? You?
Oh yeah, Steve.
Yeah, I didn't get
Pixel
one.
Steve.
I didn't get
Pixel
one.
Steve. You got like a 5th anniversary Ninja Turtle and 2 GoBots.
Oh yeah, I did. So, that was me. Oh, that was me.
No complaining, bro. Yeah. I hooked you up.
I complained about that.
And I got Dave an awesome present that he bought himself. So, but he also got the Mermans.
Yeah, the old classic.
He loves the Mermans.
He does
by the
love
way.
The Mermans.
I'm the only one.
I found out yesterday that he's got a Triclops. So I didn't realize that, but it's not even on a shelf. It's just kind of laying there.
It was on the shelf.
Well, it was like.
You got a master shelf going on.
He's
got a master section now.
Oh, he's getting there.
I told him yesterday he's still got room in that section, too, so he needs to kind of build
it up. Yeah, this was after I took Gygord down to film it. He's like, oh, you got this big empty space up here. It's like, no, there's a big monkey that goes in that space.
There's more space.
There is no more space.
He needs a Castle Grayskull.
I'll take that one.
Okay, sure, for sure.
$130.
No, I'll just take it.
No, you could just...
Okay, you can
take it. You said I needed it.
You could take it with purchase.
You're depriving someone you say that you need.
Yep.
I don't say you need
it. You did say I need it.
When I say need, I mean you gotta buy it.
He's a salesman after all.
Called your bluff on that one.
You absolutely need
this. I'll give you a good deal, $20 more than what it says.
Oh, yeah, good deal, dude.
Well, I'll take that for $20.
Notice the slide, look. It's a good deal, trust me. I'm a doctor.
I believe there's, you're a doctor?
You're on a horse.
I believe there's a mosquito or... sitting around that there could is, be added
and
to your collection.
You definitely
well.
Need to have a Mosquito in your collection. He's up there on the wall. I see him.
I'm surprised no one has bought him off our store yet.
Everybody needs Mosquito. Somebody buy that Mosquito. Your collection is not complete without one. Everybody should own a Masters of the Universe Mosquito and a Ninja Turtles Mutagen Man. They are two of the coolest figures ever.
Apparently, Undercover Donatello, because a few of those sitting around.
Yeah, like, yeah, he's awesome. I got one of those for Christmas, too. On the card.
On the card.
Oh.
Mend on card. Probably.
You should.
Oh.
You got all those pieces and everything. Well, no, the cards are kind of janky anyway, so I figured he would open them. That way he's got, the briefcase and the mask and the pizza and all the cool stuff that goes with it.
Yeah.
I'm a level 9 on card collector.
Yeah, we know.
So, you can't do that.
Yeah, C7. Good shape. Non-circulated.
Is that BG scale?
Killen's going to take that over. He's going to buy that.
BG's name?
Oh, his grading system. Oh. Grading system. You're on.
You just sort of look at it and that's go, like, oh, yeah, that's C9. It costs more.
It's a Killen 9.
Killen 9.
I'm going to rename it all, too.
If you take over BG scale, you got to describe everything as tight. Everything's always tight.
Yeah, it's tight.
So tight.
It's tight.
The
joints are tight.
Yo, it's tight.
It's tight.
His joints are real tight. His rubber band is
good. It's so tight. I bet it is.
Tight jinx.
I bet it is.
Yeah, hey, boy.
Got any Joes?
You got any Joes?
Got any Joes?
No, vintage Joes.
Vintage Joes?
He don't want
Joes?
The new ones. He wants the vintage.
The vintage?
He done bought all
the
new ones.
He wants the new ones. He doesn't want the new ones today. Tomorrow he will. After he sells them back to you.
Can you set these back?
Oh, boy. We have way too much fun at that guy's expense on this show.
That's okay. He don't know.
Yeah. We're jerks. We'll just talk about some dude on the podcast that we won't listen to. That's whatever.
We're totally jerks.
Well, that's why we call him BG instead of his real name. He'll never figure it out if he does stumble across the podcast.
If he figures out how to use the interwebs and he stumbles upon our podcast.
Yeah, he's listening. Who is this BG? Sounds like a jerk.
I don't like him.
20 years from now, he'd be sitting in with his chin resting on his head. Yeah. Oh, my God. And he's going to want to fight everybody.
Yeah, dude.
He wants to fight me.
Roll up at the gym. He'll take it to the mattress.
He wants to fight you and Dirt.
Oh, he wants to fight Dirt now, too?
He wanted to fight Dirt at one point. Yeah.
And it's rapidly becoming not even my fault.
So when they come in, they both look away at each other. They won't look at each other.
He's a cage fighter.
Because Dirt's secretly scared that he's going to get hit in the face. Like, he doesn't look at him at all.
He doesn't want to get cage fought, dude.
Oh.
BG's a cage fighter.
Well, then he would require a cage. So I think I'm pretty safe unless he's lugging one around in
Dirt
his mom's
and
car.
BG both ignore each other like they both have the syphilis.
So, wow.
They don't
BG
even want to look at
Tom
each other.
Tom Poe of Springfield?
Sure. Is that a bad thing?
I guess it depends on who you ask.
Oh.
So awesome, man. You know what? Toys are coming out way early this year. Everything's early.
Example?
Well, every Lego.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Like months ahead.
Yeah.
No, stuff usually, at least with Hasbro, stuff has an annoying tendency to hit right after Christmas when stores are like not stocking new product. And they've done this year after year after year. So there's that whole month after Christmas and then in January where like stores just won't get new product in. And that's when Hasbro releases all the new stuff.
I think Toys R Us and Lego have a super deal.
Yeah. They definitely do.
They had a ton of Wave 3 of the minifigs.
Because Toys R Us gets stuff before Lego.com even releases it, like a month ahead. Like,
that's amazing.
It's really upsetting because Toys R Us likes to jack the price a little bit on the Legos.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer the correct price that Lego.com
Toys R Us jacks the price on everything.
Yeah.
It sucks.
But they do constantly have sales there. That's the one thing I can say about them. They're always doing a Lego sale.
Right.
So.
What new Legos are out now that you didn't know about?
Well, I didn't even know this Ninja line was coming out.
That just kind of popped up out of nowhere, didn't it?
Yeah, I had no idea. Oh, and the Pharaoh line. I had no idea about that one either.
The Pharaoh line is awesome. I got one of those sets for Christmas, and I love it.
So I'm definitely got to buy some more of those, and I'm getting probably all the Ninja stuff. I love the Ninja stuff.
Except they're on like these little Spin Fighter disc things now. What's up with that?
Super dumb. I don't care about those. I just want the figures.
It's like Lego Spinges. Who remembers Spinges?
Vaguely.
Those are way cooler than Spin Fighters.
Is that even a real thing?
Yes.
Yeah, Spinges are awesome. They were little ninjas on tops. They worked just like Spin Fighters, but they were before Spin Fighters. And they were smaller, I think. They were really little.
Mm-hmm.
That much I don't remember.
They did really
I'll
well.
Take your word for it.
You know what they are.
I've tried looking them up, and they're really hard to find, so apparently nobody remembers them and lost them. And
they're big in Peru.
Okay, well, then I need to go to Peru and find some Spinges, because those were cool.
That explains everything.
Those are those cool little toys, the type of toys that like I always saw people playing with like at school and on the bus, and I thought they were awesome and I wanted them, but I never owned any. They were like the kind of things that I'd be like, Mom, Dad, I want that. And they'd be like, you don't need that. You got He-Mans.
And you're like, oh, yeah, I do. He-Man.
You've already got tons of Ninja Turtles. You don't need those.
You're like, I do. Oh, my God. Like, thanks, Mom, Dad. I didn't know.
I didn't know. Thanks for letting me know. Thank you. I appreciate it. Who got a giant AT-AT for Christmas? Raise their hand. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm the only one.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I got mine way in advance.
Yeah, shut up, Dave.
Stop photoshopping your
Christmas. Stop photoshopping.
He photoshopped his Christmas completely. It's like he just put a picture of him holding his hands out and then put random figures in it, like, oh!
Yank that image from ToysRUs.com.
Yep.
Paste it.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's like, I had an amazing Christmas. No, you sat at home and watched reruns of Saved by the Bell. That's what you did.
Yeah, like, that'd be a good Christmas.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
But it was all the same one with the homeless guy. That's the only one they show.
It was all the one where Jesse was all hopped up on drugs. Yeah. I'm so excited! I'm so excited!
No, you got that weird going to college
episode. Oh, yeah, the college years. Zach had cool long hair because he was cool in college.
And it was the 90s.
Yeah. So yeah, my ad ad's awesome.
Just throwing that out. Oh, okay. So,
it was sweet.
Talking about that.
Oh, love yeah. it. Dave was right. It's way cool.
Okay.
I told you.
Well, I did not get that. So, although there is a cool Lego motorized one that's still on sale, that should...
A motorized one?
Is it really, motorized?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know
Is
that.
It like walk?
Yeah.
Well, what else would they have
It's $130.
I like the turrets. I'm like, goo, 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 goo.
It's
goo,
got Chewbacca... hanging from a rope underneath it.
Oh, yeah, I remember when that happens.
Oddly random. But
that happens all the time in the Star Wars.
It's the way the figure is. I don't know.
He swings okay. on it. Like in episode
Actually,
three.
That's not true. I just made that up.
Oh, okay.
But.
I figured Erwin Kirshner passed away, and suddenly, man, all rules are thrown out the window.
Lucas is just like, you know what? Special edition Empire Strikes Back coming out soon. Here we go.
Chewie does the Tarzan yell.
You know what episode 5 is missing? Lots of Ewoks and Gungans. Let's do it.
And Gungans.
Yeah, Ewoks and Gungans.
Ooh, they add up very bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
Jar Jar was definitely on Hoth. I just, you know.
Totally.
Erwin Kirshner left that part out, so I'm going to put it back in.
Like, in the third film, he was the pilot that blew up the Death Star, man.
It was
like, Lando and them, they didn't do nothing. It was Jar Jar and the X-Wing ahead of him. He's like, woo! Me, that bum, that pilot! Boom!
How's the Melissa end up in the X-Wing? Misa got us! Misa, get you now, Annie!
And then in the scenes where the batteries are getting shot at and the stormtroopers are randomly blowing up, you see him like, like, how'd you get in there? He's in every cussing.
That's what we want. Like, when they're showing shots of, like, things exploding inside, you just see him like fly up and hit against the window.
Or Darth Vader's walking onto the bridge, and you see him down in one of the control booths, like working on, wearing a black suit, like, oh, I'm a pilot.
Hello, Annie. Yeah, and, like
maybe, walking through the hall and stepping. Oh, Misa stepping poodle. This day can't be no worse than. And then boom,
the Death Star blows. We got to be careful what we say.
I know.
Lucas is listening to this, going.
How do they know?
This is pretty good stuff. I got this. I'm going to do this. We got to hand over the rights to George Lucas, too.
The Jawas.
No, no. We sell it to Lucas.
Oh, okay. We sell it.
We don't let this one go without a fight.
Jawas.
If we're going to sell out Star Wars, we're at least going to make some money out of it.
Jawas are selling the droids, and there's a Jar Jar Binks sitting in a cage.
So Jar Jar just gets put in every scene possible for no reason.
It's like a last-minute subliminal message. It just flashes.
Like Ula gets replaced in the Jabba the Hutt scene with Jar Jar Binks just dancing for him.
Yep.
In Return of the Jedi. For no reason.
Yep.
You know, this is the way I always imagined it.
And instead of Boba Fett getting thrown into the Sarlacc pit, whatever, it's just...
Jar Jar just falls down there. Uncle Dale!
And then the crowd... cheers. Yeah.
No, Jar Jar would have to be the one that accidentally hits Boba Fett into the Sarlacc.
Yeah, it was his fault.
Whoopie. Boba Fett?
Boba Fett been where? Yeah.
Boba Fett where?
That's a tragic curse of the Boba Fett, man, when you get hit by Jar Jar Binks and he just drops you.
So hello,
it's
Boba
forever
Fett.
Known as when you get hit and somebody knocks you down and you die, So Jar Jar Binks.
It's called Jar Jarred.
You got
Jar Jarred.
You've been binked.
Oh, Binks.
You've been binked.
Binked.
Damn you, Jar Jar. You ruined another plot.
Amazing. We can do this Star Wars thing. I think we're on this, man. We're just as good as Lucas.
Oh, that's hard.
We're just going to green screen a couple in.
I mean, we can piss off fans just as good as he can.
Oh, come yeah.
on. At least ours would be funny.
Yeah, right. At least people will get some humor out of it when we do it.
Dennis will be like, what is that guy? And what does he do?
Star Wars, the Jar Jar editions. Oh, man. That's bad stuff.
Yeah, and then Darth Vader releases his helmet and Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, no. Luke.
Misa, your father.
Misa been tapping that Padme.
Luke, Misa, your father.
I am the Annie.
That explains so much.
It does.
Comes full circle at that point. That explains why this technology got worse in the future.
So wait, it does,
because Jar Jar became.
So does that mean Luke and Leia are part Gungan?
Yeah, of course.
It would explain a lot about Luke. Oh,
that's why he's so whiny.
That's why he always gets smacked around by everybody.
And that's why that alliance worked on that planet. You're like, why were they friends all of a sudden? That's because of that. Because
of that.
Boss Nuss got some. Blah, 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 blah.
How come this Rebel Alliance keeps destroying the Empire? Well, because Jar Jar Binks is the guy that's, like, in charge of this whole thing.
Well, that, you know, everyone's always like, how come there's, like, this little hole in the Death Star that you can just fire torpedoes in and it blows up? It's because when they were like, ooh, I'm a designer of the Death Star! We just need a hole!
Is that Mario or Jar Jar
Binks? Yeah, Mario was there, too.
It's Marmar. It's Marmar Binks.
Okie dokie.
Mario was the Imperial Plumber.
Could have been.
The Imperial Plumber.
And he's like, we need a place to vent the poo.
Oh, boy. Vent the poo.
It's a plumber.
Yeah, there's got to be Imperial, like, line cooks and janitors and stuff.
Oh, there were thousands. Where's
of their stories? Those are the stories I want
to they have them.
All those poor guys got blowed up, and they were just there cooking food.
Sweeping floors. Copying papers. Pencil pushing, you know. The accountants of the Death Star. Where are they? Where's the story for them?
I finally got my day break, honey. I got a job stationed on the Death Star.
Who's the big man on campus?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah. Oh, wow. So that was way off topic. I don't even know how we got there.
Talking about Star Wars? Oh, Christmas. Yeah, so for Christmas...
You bought an AT-AT, or you got an AT-AT.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how we got there.
I'm pretty sure that was the...
Well, then we started talking about Legos, and then Chewie swinging from them.
I think that's when it started veering off course.
That's where it went.
Don't let me leave the conversation. Yeah, we might go somewhere weird. Let's rewind and do that again. Okay, so, Christmas, yay! Did anybody get G.I. Joes?
Aside from the armor bot you bought me.
Oh my god, you got an armor bot?
It was super cool and awesome. Killing's the man.
Did you do something amazing with it? No. Thanks.
I put it back together again.
Thanks. That's how you enjoy
something amazing
gifts.
Will be done with it.
Something amazing
when
will
I
be done
went over there yesterday, he hadn't put away his Christmas presents yet, so they were all still sitting on the table.
I like to look at them.
Oh, good for you.
To savor the memories.
That's good.
You got a bunch of McDonald's changeables, too.
Yeah.
So did I. I love those.
Yeah, I did.
And then Flavor Dave bought me the super awesome talking Wolverine toy, which is the greatest toy ever created, ever.
You should strap it, like, duct tape it to the bedpost. So you'd be like, every morning you can wake up and give him like a high five and listen to him talk.
I'm the best there is at what I do. I know you are, Wolverine. I know.
Or you just push it while you're having fun time with your wife.
She's like, talk dirty to me.
Oh, yeah? Take your best shot. Yep, there's a new use for that thing. Yep. She is not going to be happy.
I don't know. She might like it.
I always wanted a Wolverine to kill me.
I've always wanted a Wolverine. Oh, my God. god. Hey, I did find out that my dog hates that thing, which is so fun for me. Because I got it home that night, and I was pushing the button, and she was kind of giving it that look, and I noticed it, and I was like, oh yeah, here we go. So I got down on the floor with it, and I started making him talk and swinging his fist, and she went ballistic, dude. So I'm like chasing her around the house, and she's like frightened of it, but wants to keep barking at it too. Oh, dude. Hours of enjoyment just teasing my dog with a
There's
toy.
There's a new use for that toy, man. We love
my
that
dog
toy.
Does the same thing with the 12-inch NECA Frank the Bunny from Donnie Darko.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think it's just something about the sound quality of the speech. It's very metallic and tingy sounding, and she just
ears, probably.
Goes completely crazy over that figure.
Yeah. It's just like when I chased my dog around with the Hellfire droid. I filmed that, though. I let the internet see that. I chased that dog all night long with that thing. She hates it. And I kept shooting her in the face with the missiles. I sound terrible, but it was so much fun. I love my dog.
Okay, Michael
Vick. It was fun. Yeah, dog fights. Shih Tzu versus Hailfire Droid. Go!
You should put a saddle on her and put like some of your sand people on her. trying to like ride her.
Holy crap. Oh, I sound like a terrible person now.
Turn your dog into a
bathroom. Yeah. Yeah! Dude, Jasmine! Yeah! Take them Tusken Raiders!
They get a bad rap, man. They're good people. They're good people.
They are good people. Yeah, they're good people.
They just don't talk right.
Anakin just went and murdered all of them for no reason. Jerk. So, 2010 is almost over. We're going into the new year. There were a lot of cool toys this year. Is there anything that stood out in particular with any of you guys that came out this year that we want to bring up and talk about?
What did came out this year that was amazing? Well, the DC and Master Universe 2-packs was a nice twist.
Yeah.
That was cool to see them back in retail.
Yep, see Masters figures in retail. The G.I. Joe Pursuit of Cobra line
was really nice. Was really nice.
Really
done.
Good one.
It's amazing how they kind of like resurrected, you know, the movie line kind of crashed, and this was actually supposed to be the continuation of that. So it's amazing that they got that turned around and kind of brought back.
Right.
And of course, vintage Star Wars is just
sweet
and amazing.
That was unexpected and good.
What, vintage Star Wars?
Yeah,
vintage Star Wars. God, there was a lot of good stuff when you look back at it.
This was a good year.
It was a good year.
Like stuff was constantly coming out.
Yep.
We did, there were some things we missed out on, though, too, that were supposed to come out. Like, I completely forgot about a lot of this stuff until I was kind of browsing our forums, but, like, people were talking about, like, all the Ninja Turtle stuff that got canceled.
Yes.
That never showed up. Like, because we were supposed to get the movie Star Turtles this year.
Playmates
and they got
totally failed us this year.
Yeah, Playmates just, like they just self-imploded, dude.
Remember, we were reporting...
Star Trek and Terminator.
Yeah,
we were saying that, you know... Back then, we were reporting that they were going under, that they were dead. And then Diamond just picked them up.
Yeah, then
nothing.
Yeah, and then there's really been nothing. I know. I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, do you think the Nickelodeon acquisition from Peter Laird?
That's
got to have something to do.
Yeah.
Because all that stuff was planned, and they showed it all off at the early conventions this year, and everything. And then all of a sudden, it's like Nickelodeon owns Turtles, and everybody was just like. Shut your mouths. Don't say anything. Nothing. Don't release anything. It's like, what the hell's going on? Everything's just gone.
And they were doing good. The pricing was perfect.
I know, man.
You know, the Turtle Van, 20, was it 20 bucks?
Uh-huh.
Insane.
Yeah. And I think that stuff all came out, like, late last year, right? Because that 2009 was the 25th anniversary. But all that stuff was supposed to continue into this year. Cause
how long did it take to get April out? That took forever. And then she finally came in. What a disappointment.
That was the NECA one you're talking about?
No. I think it's talking about the...
The wave that was, like, all hard to find and everything was the one that was, like, Slash and Shredder and Foot Soldier.
Yeah.
And, like, they randomly showed up early this year, like, at some places, not everywhere. Casey Jones never came out for whatever reason. And then, like, yeah, they totally... We didn't get the movie Star Turtles. We didn't get the comic version Turtles we were supposed to get. There was supposed to be all this cool stuff, and it was just like,
And speaking of NECA, they totally didn't do nothing with that.
And then we never got anything else from NECA.
And they dropped entirely the turtle line. Completely.
Because we didn't get the yellow or green April that we were supposed to get this year.
Yeah, that's totally got to be a...
It had to have been because of the acquisition thing. Now, when you go to Ninja Turtles' website, there's like a Nickelodeon thing on there now that says coming in 2011.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe we'll get some new stuff. But I want
classic Turtles.
I think IMDb even has a...
Me too.
Like a link for a potential new movie coming out in 2012.
Well, that's the other thing. They were filming a new live-action movie, and I haven't heard anything about that since this whole Nickelodeon deal. So I'm worried about that, too. I don't know what... Like, it's...
I don't want anime cartoon-style turtles, though, so I hope they...
I know, I'm a little worried about what they're going to look like. It's one of those things again.
What, for the Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it'll be a hard edge, gritty, hardcore, Eastman and Laird classic on Nickelodeon.
Oh, good, that's what I want.
Them and Dora the Explorer.
Hey, you never know, though. I mean, they've got some.
Maybe they'll break into adulthood.
Okay, they're not.
I'm willing to take that bet.
No, okay. I'm not saying that it's going to be Eastman and Laird type turtles, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be like cartoony, lovey dovey turtles either. Because wasn't like.
I think it's going to be more like the. I think you'd be lucky if it's as hardcore as the 80s cartoon.
The 80s one wasn't very hardcore.
That's my point.
The 2003 one was super hardcore.
Well, I don't think you're going to.
But the... Well, it'll probably be more like the 80s one. The 80s one is super cheesy and corny and fun-loving, and, you know, it'll probably be like that, I think.
Well, is Thundercats going to be on Nickelodeon as well?
Thundercats is Cartoon Network.
Is Thundercats Cartoon
Network? Yeah, so that one might be a little...
And that one they are supposedly making a little more hardcore, because they already said that, like, Snarf's not going to talk, so they're totally doing, like, the whole Battle Cat thing.
Right.
Like, they decided that, you know, everybody hates Snarf, supposedly, so they're just going to make him not talk. Like, they've already said that they're doing that. And so that already makes me kind of go, oh, boy, what are we doing with the Thundercats, you know? I don't know. And then Voltron, I think, is also supposed to be a Cartoon Network show.
Because I thought I had seen or read something somewhere that Nickelodeon is trying to put together some kind of power block of animation to compete with Cartoon Network.
Oh, Could maybe. I don't know.
But I can't remember what other properties there are besides...
They don't have a real good history with that kind of show. I mean, they had the Wolverine and the X-Men, which got buried. I never saw an episode on Nickelodeon.
I never saw it either, but I heard good things about that show, but I never saw
it. But I never saw it.
I never saw it.
I just really think that besides Ren and Stimpy, they're heavily, like, connotated with more lighthearted
children's. Avatar The Last Airbender was a really good show.
Avatar?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't, like, super grown-up mature, but, I mean, it had a little more to it than, you know... Say Danny Phantom, Danny Phantom also had a little more to it,
right?
But I don't see anything on Nickelodeon having like a real hard.
They have been going hardcore children's.
Yeah, it's kidified.
I don't know. Time will tell, I guess. I don't know, but I mean, we did get some cool announcements. Like we just touching what we were just talking about. We're getting new Thundercats next year. We're getting new Voltron next year. So part of that is exciting. Part of that is also a little nerve-wracking because we don't know what
everyone
look
seems
like.
To be assuming that the Thundercats toys are going to be exactly like the toys from the 80s. And I don't even think the cartoon's going to be.
Nope.
Haven't they already kind of said it's going to be a lot more anime looking?
The Voltron one. Okay, when they said Voltron, because Mattel got Voltron, and they said that they're going to do two different lines. They're doing classics
line.
And they're doing on the new cartoon. So that is cool news. The Thundercats, on the other hand, have me a little bit more worried because I think it's just from the new cartoon. Yeah. And so it all depends on what this new show is going to be like.
You know they're not going to be bulky 10-inch scale.
No way.
The original.
No
stuff.
Way.
There's no way.
I bet they go 3 and 3.
Thundercats
is dead to me. They'll be like the Ben 10
toys. Dead to me.
Thundercats is dead to you?
That's one probably I don't care that comes back.
Really?
Yeah.
That was one of the big ones, dude. That's what a lot of people wanted to see next.
I thought that was like the biggest news story of the year.
I don't know about you guys. I would much rather see Brave Star before Thundercats.
Brave Star is not going to happen, though.
I don't. Yeah, isn't it?
Brave Star is one of those ones that's going to be stuck in limbo forever because it's a freaking Filmation-owned cartoon.
Yeah.
And even though Mattel did the toys, it's still a Filmation-created property. So it's like
Filmation's problem.
I think the problem is that it's I don't know who owns the rights to the Filmation library, but whoever does own the rights wants to sell it all off in bulk and doesn't want to sell off bits and pieces. So I know that that's what Mattel's problem is with owning the Filmation Masters of the Universe stuff, is that they don't want to pay for the entire Filmation library. Yeah. They just want the He-Man stuff. But whoever's got the rights to it's not budging. They want all this money for... Like, that's what I've heard. I don't know how accurate that is, but that seems to be...
It's got to be an unthinkable sum.
It must be,
yeah. There's too many good properties in that Filmation line.
Yep, yeah, because you got the Brave Star stuff, you've got the Ghostbusters stuff, the Filmation Ghostbusters.
Flash Gordon.
Yeah. Batman, there was an old Batman, there was an old Tarzan.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in that Filmation library, and whoever's got it wants to hold out for somebody that's going to buy everything, and it's probably not going to happen that way.
By the way, going back to something that Rick said, I just remembered, you were talking about the Power Block on Nickelodeon. Power Rangers. They're doing Power Rangers, so maybe Turtles will be a little, yeah.
Nickelodeon got Power Rangers?
Yeah.
And Saban's got that back, right?
Saban, I think so.
Yeah, that was one of the big news stories this year. Is Saban's
with Bandai?
Thundercats
with Bandai.
Because Saban got the rights back to Power Rangers, so supposedly it's supposed to be going more back towards, you know, the roots of Power Rangers and how it was in the Mighty Morphin days.
So maybe Turtles will be a little less cutesy. I don't know.
Right.
I guess we'll see.
Hopefully they don't do it action style to go with a live action Power Rangers.
No, I don't. I was saying in terms of an actual show.
Like the last time Saban did a Ninja Turtle show?
Right.
What was that? Next Mutation?
Yeah.
Bleh.
Venus, woohoo.
Bleh.
Is it Venus anyway?
I don't know. I am both excited and terrified for the new Ninja Turtles stuff. I'm happy that we're going to get new Ninja Turtles finally, but I am super worried about what it's going to be. We'll see, though.
Okay. Well, that's fun. So, yeah, it's closing this year down, and I guess I didn't realize, but this is the last podcast of the year.
This is the last podcast of the year.
Wow.
Yay.
Perfect time to join.
Yep. We're not doing another podcast until next year.
Yeah.
Deal with it. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Was this the first full year for the Ghostbusters Movie Masters?
No. They started last year.
Did they start?
Because the first figure came out at last year's San Diego Comic-Con. Yeah. So this is...
Well, I guess it would technically be the first full year.
First full year. But we're actually a year and a half into that line now, which is kind of crazy to think about, because they came out so far between.
Yeah.
We don't get a lot of figures for a year and a half worth of a line.
And also, another thoughts is it's kind of exciting to realize that this will be our 1 year anniversary of the Pop Culture Network.
That's Pop Culture Network.
And it seems like we've been doing it for so much longer than a year, but it is 1 year on the 1st of January.
Well, we've been doing a lot of this stuff for about 2.5 years, but the Pop Culture Network was born January 2010. So we are about at our 1 year anniversary as an actual network. So that is exciting. That is very cool. We need to do something special for that.
Get right on that.
We need to have our 1 year anniversary Pop Culture Network.
I'll make lasagna for everybody.
Intern Rick's making lasagna.
Sweet.
Love lasagna.
Nummy.
We should have a party.
You
should totally get to be in
charge. Well, what's everybody doing for New Year's?
I'm probably going to be out of town. Not that weekend.
What are you doing?
I have to go to my grandparents' house. I actually have to have Christmas with my grandparents still.
Christmas this year.
I didn't see them on Christmas.
Look, he's getting stuff out of the house. Be quiet.
Over New Year's?
Look, dude,
Eve?
Yes, I'm going to be up there all weekend.
What?
I'm sorry, dude.
That's weird.
I know it's weird, but...
We were going to kiss at midnight.
We were? Oh, my bad. I'll prolong my trip.
Killen told me he was going to propose.
Really?
You just ruined it.
I ruined everything.
You can't be Queen Killen.
Spoiler alert.
I can't be Queen Killen. Oh, man.
Never mind. We can't have a party.
Yeah, so much for that.
I ruined the party completely.
You ruined our 1 year anniversary.
Hey. I ruined Christmas. You get New Year's.
Wait a minute.
Rick will take out President's
Day. Where is your grandparents? Where do they live?
He's desperate to salvage this thing.
We're going to bring the party to you.
St. Louis, yo.
The mountains.
St. Louis. Oh, that's doable.
Yeah, everybody will meet at the Arch at midnight.
At the Arch at midnight.
Be there.
I'm sure that won't be crazy at all.
Oh, that's going to be insane.
There won't be a single person under the Arch on New Year's.
So what we got coming up in this year, though, we do see Toy Fair's first run, right? First stop?
That's right. We're going to be making a trip out to Toy Fair in February. March.
11th through the 14th.
Yes.
11th. So if you're out in the New York area and you want to say hi... Let us know, because...
Yeah, we'll probably try to meet up with you. We're actually, Killen and I are going to be meeting up with Rob Bass and Ito to cover Toy Fair. So the four of us will be at that event for that entire weekend.
Reporting live at Toy Fair.
Reporting live from Toy Fair.
Dropcast.
And then, yeah, oh, probably. Sure, yep. It'll probably be one of those for sure. And then in March C2E2 again. Yep, and we've already got ourselves all set up for that show. So we will be there the entire weekend for C2E2 in Chicago.
C2E2. You're that super fan, Ben?
Super fan Ben's going to be there. He told me. He's going to be there.
He didn't tell me.
Oh, so super fan Ben, make sure you let Killen know you're going to be there. Otherwise, you can't come.
CC me on that
email. CC you on every email you send to me.
Yep.
CC Killen. That's how everybody else has to do it. So super fan Ben, you have to also.
Okay, and then what are we doing? Oh, is it, God, what comes after that? C2E2?
The next thing would be San Diego Comic-Con, actually, in July. There's nothing between March and July.
Except all of our bi-monthly toy mail.
JoeCon. I mean, what?
JoeCon.
Oh, are you going to JoeCon?
Thinking about it.
Oh, so Flava Dave might go to JoeCon.
Hey, when is the King County thing again?
Oh, that'll be March. March. Mm-hmm. That'll be probably after C2E2.
Okay, well then we got that.
So we got Kane County?
Woo!
Oh, I can't wait to go spend a bunch of money there. I might come on with an Eternia this time. We'll have to wait and see.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, I'm going to bring the big bucks this time.
Come Is that your Eternia. New Year's resolution? I'm going to get Eternia?
You know what? Yes. Yeah, my really? New Year's resolution will be that I'm going to get Eternia in 2011.
And somewhere, a giant eyeball atop a Technodrome weeps one.
You got to make sure you buy all three pieces separately from a different person for a ridiculously high price.
Oh, that would be dumb.
Yeah, you have to piece it out. Boy, you can't buy it complete.
That's going to be. You have to get the exclusive McDonald's giveaway version.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Of the Eternia
person. I think I might have just made myself kind of a big resolution. I don't know.
That's doable, though. I mean,
yeah, but nobody ever keeps a resolution anyway, so.
That's not without...
I can't wait to go home and tell Christina, guess what my resolution is this year? You're going to love it.
It's better than resolving to get yourself a spring riding battle cat.
Well, you have to complete the journey that has taken how many years to complete?
Well, it's been a long... Yeah, I've been trying to get this for a long time.
So, you got to do that.
All right, well, then I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Maybe somebody can help me out. I don't know. I don't know, man. That one that was at Kane County last time was totally affordable. I just didn't have the money with me. If I prepare myself,
what was
this
affordable?
Time, what was that? That one was like
100 something. Wasn't that ridiculous?
It Kane County, or
it
was
it? That was Kane County.
Yeah, it was Kane County, and I think it was 150. And it also came with like the Bashosaurus.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah, I remember that.
It was like, only 150. Was it complete?
Yeah, it was almost
complete. It was almost complete.
It had all track.
But yeah, it had all the track, and it came with like the Bashosaurus and like a Menton card merman or something that he was throwing in with it. Yeah, it was way affordable. For as good shape as it was in.
I would have bought that for Bill.
I almost did.
I don't even like
almost bought
I almost did.
And he's not even a He-Man's guy.
I don't even like that thing. I think it's the stupidest playset of He-Man.
What?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I think Castle Grayskull is way better.
Okay, Castle Grayskull is the best of the entire bunch. I'll give you that. But okay, look. I think Eternia is only cool because it's always been out of my grasp.
Eternia just looks like out of place. It looks like they slapped better like 6 or 7 ideas together at one point. And they're like, it's a place there. Eternia.
I'm going to get that thing home and have nowhere to put it because it's so huge. And then I'm like, I don't even know what to do with it.
Especially once
now.
You get the track all set up. It's just like, dude. It takes up like.
They're like, we want a castle. No, we want a playhouse. No, we want a racetrack. No, we want a dinosaur attack playset. No, we want. We're like, okay, let's do it all together.
Dude, oh, this is our swan song. Whatever, we're closing this line down anyway.
The thing just makes no sense to me. That's why I don't like the Eternia at all.
For all we know, Eternia was the fall of the physical playset. Like, the thing's just so massive and so expensive.
It is huge. I don't know. I'm going to get one eventually.
I think I'll shoot for the Death Star, Lego Death Star.
Lego Death Star is your resolution?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Okay, everybody's got to do one now.
Oh, great.
But I can't buy... I'm gonna put stipulations on this. I cannot buy it... We should make it a challenge.
Okay.
Because you can't just go buy it because you can just go buy one. I can't buy one new. I have to get one used and completed it out.
In
whatever
one
condition
and...
it comes in.
Okay.
Whether it's missing pieces or not, I have to complete it out.
Well, don't worry. I won't buy mine new. I'll probably buy it used.
Well, I mean, because right now they still sell it. I just go buy it for them.
Oh, yeah, okay, okay. I get what you're saying. So you got to go on a little bit of a hunt for it.
I have to hunt and find it.
Gotcha.
I have to find it.
All right, Dave. Now you have to make a resolution.
It's got
to
be something big.
What are you going to get this year?
A second flag.
A second flag.
Why wouldn't I?
You got some good stuff last year because you get your Defiance and you got...
Yeah, I did. Thanks to you guys. I appreciate that.
So you got to find something.
Get an Armor Bot.
There's got to be something you're looking for.
Resolve to get a Leatherhead.
No, he's got that three times. Yeah, he doesn't need it again.
What's like a big thing you haven't gotten that you're?
I don't know about a big thing, but Swoop is the last of the Dinobots that I need, and he's the most expensive one. And I've always seen him. He goes for about $100, so maybe finish up the Dinobots, get Swoop.
That's not bad.
That'd be kind of hard to find, I guess.
I saw him at the last.
Okay, well, you gotta make something that's hard. Don't be like, oh yeah, I know, I just saw him last time.
It's expensive. I saw Eternia.
I was going to say, we see Eternia quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, but we normally see Eternia like $400 to $700 range, so that's...
Well, I'm not resolving to go into debt for you people, so...
It's a challenge. It's a toy challenge. At least make it... Player game, Dave.
All right, Rick.
Oh, Rick, let's give you. Rick.
I resolve to complete my
Princess of Power Castle.
First wave of carded Princess of Power figures.
Carded. You're going to complete the first wave of Princess of Power figures and on card.
I've got Glimmer. I've got Angela. I've got Double Trouble.
So
how many more?
I've got a good start.
I don't even have Angela.
How many?
I think there were
or Glimmer.
Eight?
I don't have Angela or Glimmer. I'm going to steal yours. That's my resolution. I'm changing mine. Steal Rick's toys. That's every day.
And then I've got...
Wow, that's going to be rough, dude. You think you can do that?
If I can keep some good eyes on good prices, I think so. I got remarkable deals.
Princess of Power
is one of those lines that a lot of people just overlook, so the pricing on it is all over the place.
Yeah.
You could catch
those things super cheap sometimes.
Each and every last piece I bought, I bought between the hours of 11:30 and 2 o'clock in the morning. And, I mean, carded box Swiftwind shipped for $50. Crystal Swiftwind.
I need to get a crystal.
Absolutely beautiful.
I don't even have a Swiftwind either. I'm jealous. So we need to document this. We need to keep track of this stuff because this is cool. I mean, this is like a good contest. Is there actually like a winner in this, or is this just the goal for all of us to complete it by the end of the year?
It's throughout the end of the year. The goal, I mean, what's the prize? We get the thing, right? Obviously.
So. Well, okay. So,
no, the prize will be next year's end of year podcast when we share that we did achieve our toy resolution.
We should make some kind of like crazy award
for no reason. This is our time capsule. We have to write down what we're going to do and then pull it up next year.
The prize is a Batman Mad Hatter.
Like, if we all get, if we all complete our resolutions, we need to, like, reward the Pop Culture Network viewers with something, but I don't know what.
That's what we should do. That way, they'll give us the stuff.
That's the plan.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Some kind of special video.
A special video.
A special music video.
Music video.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I like it. We'll do a music video.
Yes.
Done. We are going to write this down. We've all got our resolutions now. So 2011 is going to be awesome.
Except for Dave.
No, Dave, I like Dave's. We'll go with... Okay. Yours is good. He's completing the Dinobots.
He seems like he can do this next week. Like he's got... Yeah, I don't know.
Dave has the edge on all of us, I guarantee it. Just because he always gets the things he wants.
That's why you don't have family or friends. They just hold you back.
Oh, come on, we're friends.
Well, we are your friends.
Yeah, you're acquaintances.
Oh, we're acquaintances. Oh, great. Thanks, Dave.
Don't even call us in the morning, huh?
Jerk. I don't.
Jerk.
Use us and abuse us.
Yep.
All right. Well, now that Dave has hurt my feelings, I think that's a good place to end the show.
Aw. Just like Empire on a sad note.
Oh, yeah. We're closing this out like Empire.
And the best thing is what you have to look forward to are Ewoks.
Until we add Jar Jar to it, then it'll be a happy ending.
No, you got to wait like 15 years for that.
Hey, we should just end this.
Take comfort, guys.
We should just end this podcast like they did the Harry Potter movie. Just cut it off when it's getting good.
Goodbye.
Stay tuned next week.
Stay tuned next week.
We'll save that rant for a movie.
By week, we mean summer.
Movie review.
All right, guys. As always, don't forget to check out PopCultureNetwork.com on a daily basis for lots of exclusive content, including such wonderful shows as Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk on Mondays, Rob Bass's Not Mint in Box on Tuesdays, Life in Plastic Comic Strip on Wednesdays.
Oh, my God, I love that show.
With the It Figures podcast. Ryan Porter brings you the Comics Corner on Thursdays, along with a new episode of G.I. Joe Disorder of Battle every other week. On Fridays, we get Comic Nation TV. Saturdays is an all-new episode of That New Toy Smell.
That should be all right.
Along with a new episode of From the Command Center with Scotty Cash.
My favorite.
And on alternating Sundays, we get Masters of the Universe Chronicles podcast and the Operation RetroShock podcast. So lots of great shows that you do not want to miss. So hit the site every day. And while you're there, make sure you click on that store button for lots of great items to purchase, such as toys and video games and movies
and toys.
New comic books every Wednesday and toys.
And then some more toys.
You guys all got those Visa gift cards and all that money you want to spend from Christmas?
Spend it. Get your toy biz here.
Bust out your eBay gift cards, your Visa gift cards, your cash, your money orders, your food stamps,
We take food stamps now?
I'll take your Pizza Hut gift cards, whatever you got. You send them in, we'll cash them out.
Sweet. So lots of great stuff to buy, guys. And if you enjoy what we do, shopping at our store is the best way to support us and help keep us producing. So please help us out by checking out the store when you visit the site. So that's going to wrap up this week's episode of It Figures. Until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Killen.
Flavor Dave.
Intern Rick.
We'll see you guys next week.
He said Intern Rick.
Is that his name?
Yeah, but he can't call himself an intern, right?